Hi, this is Desired Harmony, and it's like 6 o'clock in the morning, but, I just wanted to grab my phone and just start recording. I was just thinking about just the entire thing of Black Lives Matter because I'm reading an article about something about, a shooting that happened in Lafayette not that long ago, and it just came to my brain, and then I just told myself just start talking, so I'm talking. And I'm gonna try to speak. I'm gonna try and get through this without crying. So, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, it's very powerful. It's very, very powerful. But there are people out there that say that it's a political issue and everything. It's not a political issue. It's not just issues for certain people. It's an issue that needs to be involved by everybody. And it's just, like, it's not just this stupid small thing that can be washed away or be repressed into people's back, like, the back of people's minds. Like, it's real. Like, this shit's fucking real. It really is. And, like, it's important to me. I haven't been upfront with this, but I'm Black. I'm African American. So the whole Black Lives Matter movement is very important to me. Fuck. Come on. Don't cry. Okay. So this is very, very important to me. And the movement plus the pandemic, everything is just really taking a toll on me as someone who is in the Black community, but also someone with really bad mental issues. So all of this happening all at once is really taking a toll on me, mentally, and sorry if this is a downer, but I just needed to speak up about this. I don't care if people don't listen. I don't really care. I'm just speaking it for myself, and I'm tired of just holding it in. I'm just letting it out pretty much for myself. If people listen, that'd be great, but if they don't, I don't really care. God. It sucks because it's taking a toll on me. Specific, just me and my family, and my parents don't really see, not they see the benefit of everything, but they're not as passionate about it as I am. And it's weird because I have Black parents. My mom is from Africa, my dad's from the South, and they're not as passionate about this as I am, and it makes me feel lonely. It just, because for a while now, fuck. For a while now, I've been afraid to go outside and just stay out in the public because it's a thing to realize, like, as a Black person, I can easily just be shot at for taking a walk, go to the grocery store, seeing my friends, literally anything. And it sucks. And not only am I a Black person, I'm a dark-skinned. And what if we go into colorism, light-skinned people have more of a privilege than dark-skinned. And it's true. Which means I am more likely to be killed, or tortured, or whatever. But pushing away colorism, Black Lives Matter, it's just, it sucks because we talked about Black Lives Matter for 0.5 seconds. For 0.5 seconds. And then it just went away as if it was a fucking internet trend. And it's not a trend. It's not a trend. It's still happening. All the protests, the news, literally everything, it's still happening. And no one is paying attention to it. Like, I don't want my color to be a trend. Like, Black Lives Matter. Like, not just for a couple seconds or a couple days, but I want to matter. I really do. I just want to matter. And it sucks because most of my friends are not white. I mean, are not Black. They're white. But they're so supportive and they're like, we'll never feel that, but we are sorry and we are here for you no matter what you need. And I completely appreciate every little thing that they said to me and what they've done for me. But it just sucks because I feel like not only am I alone in this world, like, when we talk about discrimination, but I also just feel alone in my own life with my family and my friends, and it's just fucking sucks, man. I want to talk about one moment that just, I want to talk about something happy, and I just want to talk about a time where I just didn't feel judged on how I looked, how I spoke, how I stood, whatever it was. I was just with a group of, I was like everybody else. So my favorite band of all time, well, not of all time, but my favorite band at the moment is 21 Pilots. And one night I went to a 21 Pilots concert with a group of my best friends, and we were in the pit. And if you see a 21 Pilots concert, the pit is fucking crazy. And it's a blast. Love it. If you can, I highly recommend. Anyways, and the very last song they always do an encore of the song called Trees. And it's just very uplifting, and it's just like, it's so powerful. That's the last song. They always do that song at the end, every single show. And there's a part where the two people in the band, they come to the crowd, they get on top of the crowd, and then they just bang a bass drum, and then there's water flying everywhere with the flowers and confetti and everywhere. And that moment when it's the first bang of the bass drums at the end, everything is lit up, and everything is just so bright. And at that moment, I just felt so safe. I felt so completely safe with everybody. Like, I met so many random people that night because, like, they didn't care what I looked like, how big I was, or how dark I was, or whatever it was. Like, we were all just there living and just like we were not there to exist, we were there to live. And I lived at that moment. It was amazing. And there are times where I just wish I would go back to that. Because that's when everything in my life, that's when I felt so content. That entire concert, I wasn't judged. We were all just there, just forgetting the world and the problems for just for a night. And it was so fucking amazing. And like, there was one sad song that came on, and I saw this girl next to me, and she looked at me and she said, "Hey, I don't know who you are, but I love you." Never forget that. And I just wish everybody in the world was like her. I just wish we could all love and accept each other. It's that easy. Just, it costs you $0 to be a decent fucking human being. And just accept and love and care for one another. But instead, we gotta deal with this shit. It just sucks. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry for doing all of this. Yeah. It just, all I'm really asking is just, please remember that there's still shit going on with Black Lives Matter, and it's not just a 1.5 second trend with putting a blank, like a black screen on your Instagram timeline for one day. It's more than that. It's more than that. Just, if I could say one last thing and just leave it on this note, it would be check on your black friends, family members, black strangers. I don't care. Hell, check up on me. I don't give a shit. But just check up on people. Not even just black people, but check up on your loved ones. We're all dealing with battles and wars. Just check up on each other and love each other and respect each other. Thanks for listening. If you made it this far, I really fucking thank you for that. Yeah. Thanks for listening.